It's time now for the online quiz bowl at Q107radio.com. Every match sponsor is Coburn Superstore of Mitchell, Walmart of Mitchell, Mitchell Technical Institute, and Avera Health Systems Central Office. This elimination round match of the quiz bowl also being sponsored by Chef Louise of Mitchell, Poet Byrie Finding of Mitchell, Platt Health Center Avera, Charles Mix Electric, the Lori Cable Agency, American Family Insurance of Platt, and Poet Byrie Finding of Mitchell. This match between White Lake and Platt Geddes. White Lake with their coach Marcia Schultz has a team captain today of Heather Munson, with team members Matthew Fye and Charlie Bird. Other team members are Carter Fredrickson and Ashley Moore. They lost to Wagner 3-2 in the first round. For Platt Geddes, their coach Sarah Kraft. Their team captain today is Caitlin Ingebretson, with team members Sawyer Nas and Cade Constant. Other members are Bo Dean and Elizabeth Olson. They lost to Burke 4-3 in extra play in the first round of the Quiz Bowl. It is White Lake. It is Platt Geddes. Quiz Bowl online only at Q107radio.com. White Lake has won the coin toss to determine who'll get to go first. White Lake, I'm sure you're ready to go for your first round question. We are ready. Here's your first round question. When a stream's water flows past an emergent rock, name the reverse current that forms behind the rock. Time is up, White Lake. What would be your answer?
No answer.
It would be called an eddy, E-D-D-Y. No correct answer there for White Lake. Platt Geddes, here is your first round question. The exceptionally violent eruption of the Indonesian volcano in 1815 ejected over 150 cubic kilometers of pumice and ash into the atmosphere and caused the next year to be called the year without what season?
Summer.
Summer is correct. Platt Geddes, you're on the board. You lead it 1-0. Back to White Lake for the tie. In referring to your older brother who seems to never want to grow up, you might call him what name by using an allusion to a character from a book by James Barry?
No answer.
Peter Pan is what I'm looking for. No correct answer from White Lake. Platt Geddes, back to you. You lead it 1-0. We play to 3. In 1947, under President Truman, the War Department was combined with the Department of the Navy to create what cabinet department?
Public service.
Department of Defense is what I'm looking for. No correct answer there for you, Platt Geddes. Back to White Lake. You trail it 1-0. This is a verse from what poem by Lewis Carroll? The crew was complete. It included a boots, a maker of bonnets and hoods, a barrister brought to arrange their disputes, and a broker to value their goods.
No answer.
The Hunting of the Snark. No correct answer for White Lake. Platt Geddes, back to you. What chronic neurological disorder is characterized by recurrent unprovoked seizures?
We don't know.
Epilepsy. No correct answer for Platt Geddes, back to White Lake. What kind of birds are associated with the California mission of San Juan Capistrano? Swallows. No correct answer for White Lake. Platt Geddes, back to you. What monument in Missouri is made entirely of stainless steel and was built to commemorate the westward expansion following the Louisiana Purchase in 1803?
The Missouri Arch.
It is the Gateway Arch. So no correct answer for Platt Geddes there. Back to White Lake. A person who endorses a particular candidate may wear a badge imprinted with a candidate's name or slogan. What is such a badge called?
Pin.
It's a campaign badge. No correct answer for White Lake. Back to Platt Geddes. What creature is thrust into a teapot by the Mad Hatter and the March Hare?
The rabbit.
It's a dormouse is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Platt Geddes. Back to White Lake again. Who began an essay with these words? When I was a boy, there was but one permanent ambition among my comrades in our village on the west bank of the Mississippi River. That was to be a steamboat man.
No answer.
Mark Twain is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for White Lake. Again, Platte Geddes leads the match 1-0. Platte Geddes, back to you. In 1867, Austrian Archduke Maximilian was executed by partisans under Benito Juarez in what country?
Austria.
Mexico. No correct answer for Platte Geddes. Back to White Lake. What name is shared by the financier who oversaw the laying of the first transatlantic telegraph and the founder of the Persian Empire?
No answer.
Cyrus. No correct answer. Platte Geddes, back to you. Name the two bones which comprise the lower leg of humans.
Your tibia and fibula.
Tibia and fibula is correct, Platte Geddes. You've taken a commanding 2-0 lead. White Lake, back to you, trying to get on the board. Armed forces transported to a war zone who are actually doing the fighting are called boots on the what? No answer?
Yeah.
Boots on the ground. No correct answer for White Lake. Platte Geddes, back to you with the correct answer here. You'll win the match 3-0 and eliminate White Lake. Here is your question. Anxiety may become so intense that a person is forced to forget the cause of his distress. In doing so, he may also forget a multitude of other important associations, including his own identity. Identify this condition.
Associative identity disorder?
No, the answer I'm looking for is amnesia. No correct answer for Platte Geddes. Back to White Lake, leaving the door open. Researchers in 2016 reported that what space telescope, named for the German founder of modern astronomy, has verified the existence of 1,284 new exoplanets? Kepler is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for White Lake. Again, back to Platte Geddes. A correct answer here will still win you the match. What city was founded in 1642 on an island where the Ottawa and Richelieu rivers flow into the St. Lawrence?
We don't know.
Montreal is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Platte Geddes. Again, back to White Lake. Georgia was founded in 1733. That was how many years after Jamestown?
100 years.
126, to be exact. No correct answer there for White Lake. Platte Geddes, back to you. The Cayman Islands are in what sea?
Mediterranean Sea?
The Caribbean Sea. No correct answer for Platte Geddes. White Lake, back to you. What two U.S. states are named for King Charles I of England?
No answer.
North Carolina and South Carolina. No correct answer for White Lake. Platte Geddes, again, back to you. According to the 25th Amendment, the vice president shall become president in case any one of these three situations arise in relation to the president. One is being removed from office. Another is death. What is the third possibility? For the win, Platte Geddes, what would be your answer?
A life-threatening illness or accident.
Correct answer is resignation. So no correct answer there for Platte Geddes. Still staying alive is White Lake. It might be the longest match in the history of online quiz bowls. Here is your question for White Lake, all joking aside. One characteristic of the First World War was that opposing forces fought facing each other from long ditches, easy to defend but difficult to capture. What adjective describes this warfare?
Trench warfare?
Yes! Trench or warfare is correct. White Lake, you're on the board. You still trail it, however, 2-1. Platte Geddes, back to you again. You're still in the line for the win. While persons who legally settled on homestead lands were called homesteaders, what were those who settled on public lands illegally called?
Aliens?
Squatters is what I'm looking for. No correct answer. Back to White Lake now for the tie. What creatures are the antagonist in Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea? Sharks is what I'm looking for. No correct answer. They're getting back to Platt Geddes. What literary technique is illustrated in this line from the novel Lord Jim? He was an inch, perhaps two, under 6 feet. Powerfully built and has advanced straight at you with a slight stoop of the shoulders, head forward and a fixed from under stare, which made you think of a charging bull.
Personification.
Characterization is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Platt Geddes. Back to White Lake. What is the three-syllable verb that means to emancipate or to free a person from slavery?
No answer.
Manumit. M-A-N-U-M-I-T is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for White Lake. Back to Platt Geddes again, looking for a correct answer for the win. What is the standard width of wallboard? For the win, Platt Geddes, would be your answer?
A half an inch.
4 feet is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Platt Geddes. White Lake, back to you. You place two empty soda cans about an inch apart on a smooth, level surface. What happens to the cans when you blow between them?
They move apart.
Correct answer is the cans move closer together, actually. So no correct answer for White Lake. Back to Platt Geddes again. Large fletching increases the distance between the center of mass and the center of drag to make an arrow fly better. But it also reduces what factor of momentum?
Acceleration due to gravity?
I will accept that. Acceleration, speed, velocity, all three combination. That is correct, Platt Geddes, and you've won the match here 3-1 over White Lake. Platt Geddes 3, White Lake 1. White Lake, with their second loss, has been eliminated from our Quiz Bowl. Platt Geddes still stays alive. They'll advance now to play December 3rd at 9:10 against an opponent yet to be determined. Final score here, Platt Geddes 3, White Lake 1 in our Quiz Bowl. Online only at Q107radio.com. I've been your host, Steve Morgan.